This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another version of America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Part 3, the final presidential debate. We're on the verge of it. What do the polls say? Donald Trump says the polls are proof of nothing, while Hillary Clinton is celebrating a 17-point lead over Trump among women. That's the Fox National poll on that number. So it's been pretty interesting to see the back and forth, obviously, that we've seen, the sparring along the way. In the end, who's the real loser? We know this. It's the American people. It's you and it's me, because we're cheated of knowing the real answers to the real issues. But really, this is a dog and pony show that we've been subjected to for this past 6 months, let's face it. So as we motor along, we'll talk more, obviously, about 2016, the race for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the latest mud that has been slung in a lot of directions, Julian Assange, and the fact that, shock, are you shocked that the Ecuadorians say they were the ones who cut Assange off? He, of course, the founder of WikiLeaks, who has been dumping on Hillary Clinton email after email after email, and he finds himself temporarily restricted. So what does that mean? They acknowledged that they had temporarily restricted his access at their embassy in London. That's where he's been holed up for the last 4 years after his site published documents for Clinton's presidential campaign, from her presidential campaign. The Ecuadorian foreign minister said that while the government stands by its decision in 2012 to grant asylum to Assange, it doesn't interfere in foreign elections. So President Correa's government said it was acting on its own and not ceding to any kind of foreign pressures, that the decision to make the information public is the responsibility of the WikiLeaks organization. So pretty interesting. And I don't think they want to mess with this too much, because Assange doesn't, because frankly, he needs the, he needs the hideaway. He needs the asylum. So if the internet link is severed, and it's a temporary thing, there are other ways to leak it out. And, of course, Assange can certainly do that, as they can use Twitter or use other methods to try to pump it out. So while all that's happening with Assange as he goes after Hillary Clinton, Larry Flynt is going after Donald Trump, offering $1 million, period, and has ways to load tapes up at a site that he has set up called the DonaldTapes.com to streamline a submission to that site that shows Donald Trump in some kind of a precarious situation. It has to be verifiable, but he says a reward for any scandalous recordings of Trump. Flynt says, I've always celebrated women, women in all shapes and sizes. To treat a woman like Mr. Trump himself as is both disappointing and unbelievable, especially coming from somebody who wants to be our president. He said he's appalled at the hypocrisy of our elected officials, that nobody, this nonsense that nobody has more respect for women from Trump than me is ridiculous, is what Flynt is saying. He's endorsed Hillary Clinton, created a Trump porn parody, and said he may move to Canada if Donald Trump wins. The chatter, the Trump chatter has broken all records on Facebook. This is what everybody is talking about. Donald Trump broke his record for generating conversation. Last week, 307 million likes, comments, shares, and posts about him. Trump has 253 million Facebook interactions. The week before that, he had 220 million. By comparison, Hillary Clinton hit her all-time high of 206 million interactions on Facebook. First time she broke 200 million. Wow. The interactions about Trump were generated by 38.3 million unique Facebook users, meaning if you do the math that the average Trump commenter is posting, liking, sharing, commenting about eight times a week. The average Hillary commenter is about seven times a week. The sheer volume of all of that is staggering, folks. I mean, that's staggering to think about that. Let me give you a comparison, and this is not a good comparison, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Libertarian Gary, Where is Aleppo, Johnson, peaked with 12.6 million. The last week of September, Green Party candidate Jill Stein has never generated more than 5.9 million interactions, and that was in July. Wow. Crazy, huh? Just to give you an idea of what's happening out there. And I know you all know that because you're invested in this. We've had these conversations. We've talked day in and day out about this campaign, about these debates, about where are we going in America. I asked somebody today, what's your biggest takeaway as to what's going on and when we get through the election? And the person I was talking to said, my biggest takeaway is exhaustion. Mentally exhausted by paying attention to what's happening. The ups, the downs that make you furious, make you laugh out loud, and are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the debate is set. It was all about prep. Clinton was prepping. Trump was prepping for this next debate. It is the third and the last one. We are less than 3 weeks away from electing another president. Early voting starts next week. There are a lot of people that will jump on the early voting to try to avoid some lines. And who knows, we could see records set as far as voting is concerned, which I think would be terrific no matter what. And I believe there is a very good chance of that based on what we're seeing, based on the interest with what I just talked about, social media, the amount of hits, what the traffic has said. And the Clinton debate prep, Trump says Clinton debates prep is lying down, going to sleep. He was out today speaking to people in Colorado Springs, and that's how he put it. Clinton pared back her campaign recently. When asked about her schedule, staffer said she's prepping.
Down.
We'll be back in a flash.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ranging from the bass drum to the triumph. And including a rather large number of religious instruments in between. Bells of all varieties.
Holly. The snare drum. Tambourine. Timpani. And a tam-tam. A song. Followed by a set of chimes.
Orchestra bells.
Finally, roll on the
cinema. We're back at it here on America Tonight, inviting you to throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We're talking about the, what else, presidential election and all the chatter, the fact that it's breaking records on Facebook, certainly in any other medium, social medium that you can think of. And it's not just Trump, it's Hillary Clinton, compared with what we normally see, it's sky high. So the interest is high, but will the interest be there when it comes to voting? Will people go out and put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and go and vote or not? You can join us certainly as we motor through at 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Kate. You?
Yes, I am excellent.
Okay. Let's be lighter about this whole situation. It's kind of a true story. I said I had one. But I don't like to benefit from the agony of others, but this here bloke meant it to be a joke. There's this neighbor that fits the government stats of being 1 in 4 Americans I know. He's been unemployed since 2008 after 14 years of service on an assembly line as a QC, quality control guy. He was replaced by the very illegal immigrant, now naturalized, he trained, being paid at a lower wage. And, well, hold on. After the first 3 years, the third year with no electricity, he used his 401k, paying off his place and struggling quite frugally, paying only for necessities and continuing to seek full-time work till those funds ran out about mid-2012. A couple of weeks ago, we were chatting. And he said, man, I sure hope after this election, the economy and job market opens up to where I'm more marketable. This underqualified, overqualified for work has got me on a prison diet. At least I can still afford sugar and bread. And I've saved over the years a couple of coffee cans full of Kool-Aid packs, but that's going fast. I said, man, bread and Kool-Aid, that's tough. He replied, I think that's bad. The other day I took a poop, and when I saw it, it scared the heck out of me because I thought I was bleeding internally. But it dawned on me that I'd been drinking orange Kool-Aid. I chuckled in relief, and it was funny. He continued, but it gave me a great idea. I grabbed out of the coffee can 3 packs of cherry, 3 packs of orange, 3 packs of lemonade, 3 packs of new green apple, which is great, shockingly, 3 packs of blueberry, and 3 packs of grape. Then I mixed up each in quart jars with a lot of sugar. I started eating 4 slices of bread and drank the cherry Kool-Aid. Waited a couple hours, repeated with the orange Kool-Aid. Did the same with the lemonade Kool-Aid, but I ate twice the bread. I thought, he's a QC guy, he knows what he's doing. And hold on till the last quart of Kool-Aid. Then I made sure my throne was spick and span, shining brighter than ever. A day later, I had this long and very satisfying duck. I stood up, looked at this most perfectly curved color, just as a rainbow. I had my camera by my side on the basin, grabbed it, took several shots. I then rushed down to Wally Ward, took out the best pick, and made an 8.5 by 11 glossy print of it. I stated, I hope you didn't waste all that time and expense in just buying a frame just to hang it up on your wall at home, did you? Nah, he says. Nah, man. I bought a black Sharpay, a special manila envelope for prints, went to the post office, addressed it to 1900 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., wrote a caption on the pic, after 8 years of chasing your rainbow policies, this is all I found in my pot. Like you, laughingly, I said, man, I sure wish I could have seen that pic with a caption. He reached for his pocket, stating, I had a 2x3 wallet size made as well, no caption. He handed it to me, and sure enough, it was a work of engineering QC art. Finally, I commented, great story with proof. You got any other ideas with it? With great joy in his heart, he said, sure do. If this election goes well and I find work with a future to it and I start back to dating, I'm going to use this pic as a pickup line next St. Patrick's Day. I'll tell the ladies, I'm a real McCoy leprechaun and got proof. Then I'll show them the picture and say, see, you found my rainbow in my pot. Want to go to my place and see my gold bar and Lucky Charms?
I like it. That was a little work on that.
I kind of, sort of. But it didn't take too much because it actually happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Wow.
And I got to thinking, and I do know, you know, hey, Kate, I've had at least, and I live rural now, so, you know, it's a good piece away from neighbors, but I've had over the years 6 suicides, and it's strictly over the job market.
Wow.
And of course, they've seen it worse in other cities, you know, with the homes lost, you know, the housing market crunch, and then people losing homes, the divorce rate. I can remember the news, the divorce rate. That's just it. You know, it's like I said last night, hand grenades and horseshoes. You can go to biblical sense and you can look up the punishment. And when it comes up to the punishment for, you know, like I said, she committed a felony to the fact of murder because she could have stopped it. And that's what they mean to the fact, you know. Accessory to the fact. That's exactly what they mean, is that you could have stopped this crime. And they usually treat it harsher. But in the Bible, you know, on the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill. It means, you know, you get stoned to death for that. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
And then as far as Trump goes, it's in the Bible, too, when they were going across the desert, that, hey, if you are not witnessed but accused of laying with another man's wife, then you're going to go out and plow the back 40 for them. Well, you know, you're obligated to them. If there is a party that witnesses, then you're going to get castrated. Now, I don't know how much more common sense you can get than say, hey, Hillary's going to, you know, according to the law, and even biblically going back, she couldn't even get elected because she'd be dead.
Yeah.
Whereas at least he'd be around and he'd be not doing that anymore. And I don't think he is. He's of that age. I think, you know, his current wife is more arm candy than it's anything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell him that. Well, basically that's the way he kind of talks if you look at it that way.
Right.
But you go back to Ross Perot. He warned us of this. And I'm sitting here watching this on MPB, you know, they're 16 for 16. When he, you know, lost, well, quit. They called him the quitter on time. But he warned the country economically. You know, and for the life of me, if it wouldn't have been them associating him with the Nixon problems, he might have gotten elected. But we ended up with Bill Clinton, who passed banking deregulation and said, go ahead, do whatever you want, banks, and then turn around and open our economy instead of keeping it in the Federal Reserve to the World Bank, which started the whole cause of what we're going through with the housing crunch, because it allowed the banks to write high mortgages, and then mortgages were sold throughout the world. Some people can't even find their deed.
I know, that's so crazy. The worst ever. I mean, what a hoodwinking of America. Oh.
Who's sitting in Obama's cabinet? 90% of them were Bill Clinton's cabinet members when they started.
Right. Yeah, you can't deny that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look around, and that's good that you bring up the cabinet. That's so important. You have to look around and see who is around the person that stands as president, and then where do they come from, and how are their dominoes, where do they fall, and then you get a better sense of what we're seeing in the country. Grim, thanks. 855-266-5283. We'll take more calls and a quick mailbag, too, as well.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Campaign season. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't forget, coming up, nail the score at our the tail end of this hour, our next segment. Our computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and you, yes, you, call up, tell me who you think's going to win and what the score is going to be, and you could win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. I have a feeling somebody is going to do it this time around. If it's not this week, it'll be this season. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate. The lady somewhere in Texas.
I like that.
Yeah, you and your mystery address.
Nice.
Today on Rush Limbaugh, he kind of brought forth the proof that Obama has been using a secret identity to email Hillary, and Obama said he hadn't done anything, he didn't know anything about it, he heard about it on the news, blah, 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 blah. Once again, proving that our big-eared president is lying through his teeth. And for him to say that Donald Trump should be so sensitive and whiny is really rich coming from this clown that has to cry and had Maureen Dowd tell him to man up because he was whining about his big ears being subject to the rest of the people out there in the news and the world. Poor little Obama. Oh, it's so sad. And Hillary, the crooked witch, said with a W, now don't cut me off, is going down. I don't care what she preps for. Donald's going to cut her up like a knife fight, and she's going to be standing there with her hands out. Oh, stop, stop, stop. She's going to be history. This event is going to be something else for us to see tomorrow night. And I have been checking with all my friends in other places. And Donald Trump is going to have a landslide victory. And even with voter fraud, these people are going to be dwarfed. I'm not kidding you. This is going to be a comeuppance like Brexit was in England. It's going to be a mind-blowing, knockdown, drag-out win for Trump. And you're looking at the next president of the United States.
Do you think it's... I still think it's a coin flip, so you think it's going to be
No way.
Really?
Trump,
you think it's going to be a blowout?
Trump has massive crowds and massive signs across the continental United States. And Hillary has very few people show up at her rallies. She couldn't get people to come to anything if they didn't have the hardcore left. And they've got the news media going for them and everything else. And she's still going to lose. He's going to beat the whole damn bunch. I'm telling you, there is an uprising in this country like nothing you've ever seen. There is a revolt in this country against this government of 8 years of Obama and this Marxist, socialist, communist crap that we've been put up with. And we have had it. We're not going to take it anymore. And we are going to come all guns a-blazing. No actual guns exactly there. I'm just talking as far as our voting power. We're going to wipe her off the face of the map. This is going to be a landslide like Ronald Reagan had and then some. It's going to be massive. The entire country is ready for this revolt, and you're going to see it.
Well, you know, you're certainly not alone in that. I've mentioned in an earlier hour, Dan, that we had that I had friends. Thanks for the call. That I had friends that were in New Hampshire and Vermont, and all they saw was Trump signs, and in other areas too as well. So, meaning there was no Clinton signs, none whatsoever. They looked everywhere. They're driving down the road. They're in neighborhoods. Nothing. I don't know. It's if we read the tea leaves, and Dan is right. How about that? Then that means everybody else who was so sure that this was going to be so close, and these polls were backwards and they weren't right. That part I find hard to believe. I do think it's going to be close. I think it's too close to call. I do. I think it's too close to call. Unless, like Dan says, there's just so many people that you have no clue what's really happening, meaning really, really grassroots. You don't know how someone's going to vote. That part's true. And I think that there are people that will vote for Trump that are not saying they're going to vote for Trump, but they will come out and vote for Trump. That's why I think it's close. I think it's too close to call. Let's see what this last debate shows us, because that could be very, 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 very telling. All right, so don't forget, again, we've got Nail the Score coming up right now. I want to check the mail as we head to the mailbag for a quick little look at some of what came in today. It includes this one from Paula, who says, Kate, I at first thought it was intriguing about this election. I have to say, I'm just worn out by it. I can't understand how we can't get to the heart of the matter, which is health care. For goodness sake, you've talked about it, how ridiculous it is, the a la carte menu, and yet we hear nothing specific about health care. I'd like to hear what Donald Trump has to say. Not that he's going to repeal, get rid of Obamacare, but the specifics of what is going to happen to make it so much better. Because I can tell you in my own neighborhood, it's been terrible for people who have been laid off and somebody who doesn't have a spouse who's working so that they're on their health plan. Yes, the health situation is a nightmare. I had, here's a great story. I'm glad this came up. I had a friend tell me her husband, this is a real example, her husband was a dentist his whole life, still is, but he just now went on Medicare, you know, like he got his thing, he got his packet in the mail. So the health care that they had, that shakes that up, and it means that she, who's a little bit younger, I don't know, six years younger, she has to go and now go out and get insurance. And, of course, it doesn't matter I mean, it matters, but it doesn't matter who you are. You're in the same boat. You're searching for insurance. You're a solopreneur or whatever. And then you find out just how frightening it is and how much it's going to cost. And, of course, it makes it even worse when we hear that everything is going to be quadrupled. And what does that mean? So your insurance is going to cost $1,500 a month. Who's going to afford that? And it is very frightening. How about this one from Michael? Ugh, I would love to be a fly on the wall, as you say, Ms. Zeleny, and watch this debate prep for Clinton and for Trump. I can only imagine what we're going to see on Wednesday. Do you think it will be as dramatic as the first two, or do you think this will be a whole different kind of debate? I think you said it, Michael, the best. If we saw the first two, what did it tell us? There was drama, there was everything, just crazy, stuff that wasn't answered, crazy ticks of both candidates. I think that this third one, I can't imagine that it's going to be some boring, monotonous kind of debate, although Chris Wallace is the moderator, and if there's somebody that can do a great job moderating, it's Chris Wallace. But I still think it'll be, there just would have to be. I just can't imagine there's not going to be some aspect of this that is just crazy. You know, where something's off the rails. I just can't imagine it. Something's asked, something's said. It would be shocking to me if we went from point A to B and we just heard facts and here's how I feel, and I just don't believe it. We move to this one from Roger, who says, Kate, did you read the story? You know, we talk about people spending money like Larry Flint wanting the $1 million bounty for some kind of disgusting piece of tape that probably doesn't exist. Did you happen to also see that Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington issued a report that says Clinton's gun control platform has been a source of concern for the industry? So the Firearms Trade Association has spent $1.6 million this year to defeat Hillary Clinton. I did see that the National Shooting Sports Foundation's campaign is about electing gun-friendly candidates in the White House and Congress. So what does that mean? It's a group of gun manufacturers, of course. So Smith & Wesson kicked in $500,000. Let's see, who else would be on there? The Beretta Holding Group kicked in. You also had other manufacturers that kicked in. So for the first time, what the NSSF is saying is we have a presidential candidate who's openly running against the law for commerce in firearms, which is a prerequisite ability to exercise our Second Amendment rights. And, of course, that's the stance. It's Second Amendment, Second Amendment, Second Amendment. And look at this. This is not a second. This isn't. She's not Second Amendment friendly. So, yes, lots of money has been spent in that direction. I don't think it's a shocker, honestly. I think it's what you would expect. Nail the score.
Bad. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is time for another edition of Nail the Score, which means Nathan Reeder, who is so, so strong, gets out our computer at the mothership so that we can rock through. Rock through seems to be my word. Whether we're on the campaign trail or whether we're trying to nail the score. Week 7 in the NFL, what team is it going to be? Who will the computer pick? And you'll be trying to nail the score of that particular game. So let's let her rip, Nathan. I love that sound effect. That was tremendous. I must give you massive credit for that. Okay, so you'll love this. The game of the week is the Vikings-Eagles. It is a 1 o'clock kick at the Link in Philadelphia. The Vikings are undefeated. They have been a team to be reckoned with. Fun to watch. Absolutely. So, Vikings, Eagles, what say you, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And we'll also get, of course, Nathan's take on this as well. We're going to let you hear what Rex Ryan had to say, the coach of the Bills, after a big turnaround for them. And then Aaron Rodgers after a huge loss to the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, which, by the way, what happened in that Colts game last time out? Colts and the Texans. Boy, I was really hoping someone was going to nail the score. You know, it's I just know that someone's going to do it. I just have that feeling that someone's going to do it this time around. And we've had a couple of winners in the past. So you could be the next winner. We did not have a winner this week. And the I think the real surprise is the scores that so many of us were throwing out for this game. The final score was 26-23. So Brock Osweiler rallied the Texans to that win over the Colts. Nobody had 26-23. A lot of people had Houston. I had Houston 28-17. Pete in Texas had Houston, check this out, 28-24. Oh, so close, Peter. But nobody nailed the score, so sorry to report. So maybe this time somebody will nail the score. All right, speaking of Pete, let's go to Pete. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Nathan, are you okay, buddy?
he's running around. We have people lined up like sizes.
You're right.
We have people lined up. It's crazy. I love it.
Oh God. Okay. The Vikings are going to win this by 32-29.
32-29. All right, Pete, you got the first crack at it. Thanks for that. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett.
The Vikings 27, Eagles 30.
Oh, so you like the Eagles 30-27.
Yeah.
All right. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Thank you. Good luck. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm excellent.
I've been sick for the last 5 days.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better.
Me too. So it's going to be Eagles and Minnesota Vikings?
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm going to say 35-24 Eagles. Even though Vikings are undefeated.
Yeah, they're due for a loss. So 35-24, Sharon, I like it. Feel better in Maine. Let's go to Grimm. Hello, Grimm.
My score was big, but let me see. I'll go 10 less. Let's say 17 Vikings and 20 Eagles.
Ooh, so another Eagles pick after a couple of sad losses. Thanks, Grimm. I think it's not far-fetched to think that the Eagles could win and the Vikings are due for a loss. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dave. 31-27 Vikings.
Ooh, 31-27 Vikings, Dan says. Thanks, Dan. Anybody else? I'm getting a lot of emails. I'll go through those, americatonight.net, or you can flip me a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Nathan, you're on the spot. What do you think happens?
31-24 Vikings.
31-24 Vikings. Well, since you are there in Minnesota, that's nice that you pick your home team.
I'm nice, aren't I?
Yeah, Minnesota nice. Have you ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
Somebody said that to me the other day.
Sure, I guess I have, Kate. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
People
it
from
sounds
Minnesota
like
are
you've
nice.
Heard about it.
I have.
I guess.
Yeah.
Know.
Minnesota nice. you know, it's interesting, this matchup, I'm going to say, and we're going to hear what Rex Ryan had to say about his club and the Bills and all that, but I hate to pick the Eagles because then it's like the kiss of death, but I'm going to say Philly. My Birds win it, and I think the final score is 35-27, 35-27. So a lot of us have picked really, really high scores. And I've got some more emails, and I'm going to get through those emails here in just a second. But I mentioned that Rex Ryan starting the season, boy, could it be any rockier for the Buffalo Bills? And the Buffalo Bills came up big in week 6. The Bills, not although is a team that they should have shattered, they did, the 49ers. The final score was 45-16. Here's what Rex Ryan had to say afterwards.
We just won 4 games. You know, we gave up over 20 points against the Jets. I think that's the only team that scored over 20 all year. I'm not sure, but, you know, we feel pretty good about where we are defensively and then offensively. Obviously, since the change has taken place, we've doing a great job.
All right, so he's happy. Aaron Rodgers, after losing to the Cowboys 30-16, had this to say.
Well, glass of scotch and chill out a little bit. Watch the film, and, you know, I'm my biggest critic. And, you know, I look at this as finally as look at every other game and improve.
All right, so Dak Prescott, the rookie for the Cowboys, I think has knocked out Tony Romo's job. I don't see how you bring Tony Romo back. After he beat the Packers in Lambeau, he threw for 3 scores, 247 yards, and the Cowboys seem more focused. They really forced Aaron Rodgers into situations that he could not escape, and that led to the demise of Green Bay in this game and the Cowboys soaring. So it was an interesting, certainly it was an interesting week 6, as I believe week 7. You know, here you are at the halfway point, really, almost of the season. So week 7 has a lot of interesting implications for a lot of teams. The game that you care about is the nail the score game, and that game, the Vikings and the Eagles, I think may end up being one of the best games out there for the reasons that the Eagles lost 2 really close games that they could have won, and they'd be in charge of the division. They would have no losses. And I think they'll bounce back, and the Vikings are amazing, but they're due for a loss. And it's on the road, and Carson Wentz is home and comfortable. Thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. Good luck!
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.